Getting you set for week 6 high school football season. Talk with Michael Nardini, co-head coach at Lenox. His team getting ready for a big non-district matchup with Southeast Warren. Coach, you know, first looking back at Friday night, you guys get a nice bounce back win against Lamoni. Tell me about that win and what you liked.
You know, just like what you said, it's a good bounce back. You know, we had some things not go our way the week before against East Union, where we thought we had our chances and we just didn't capitalize. And this week was our homecoming week, so obviously the festivities and all the other things that were going on during the week. So we just had a little bit extra like energy going into the game and just being back at home. And then we came out in that first quarter where we punched a couple in as well. We had some young guys really step up as well on both sides of the ball, and you know, our kids just kind of fed into it as well. And you could feel the energy, you could feel the excitement. You felt like some of those kids that, again, our young guys are starting to develop a little confidence in themselves. And then, and you know what, we needed the second half as well, where we kind of faced some adversity and we had to bounce back from that as well. And we talked to the kids afterwards, you know, we got to use that energy for the whole game. We can't just let momentum swing like crazy. We got to make sure that we stay in control of our situation. So overall, it was just a great team effort, offensive, defensive, and special teams. We've got to score on too as well. So it was nice to have all three phases kind of working together and come out with the win.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, the word adversity. I mean, you guys have had a lot of that this year, right? You played, you know, a Woodbine team that's one of the best in the state, a Bedford team that was firing all cylinders when you guys played them, and then a heartbreaking loss. You know, speak to the corrections you guys have had to make game to game, and how much of a message has there been about dealing with adversity?
You know, that's been the theme of the year that we've talked to the kids about, is just dealing with adversity and just adverse situations that come up as well. And, you know, football is a great teaching tool in that aspect, where it develops you into a young man. And you know what, you talk about week to week, we have to shuffle our lineup at different times. I mean, we've been not only struck with the adversity, but we've been hit by injuries. We've had a couple kids have to sit out due to some bad choices that they made as well. And you know what, it's all turned into, you know, developing depth by just the situation that we're in. So everybody that's had to play a role as well, you know, we've gone through our entire roster and everybody's been having to contribute in some way. So you know, we're looking forward to when we can get fully healthy, we can get everybody back, and then you know, again, creating depth by accident there a little bit, where we can have a lot of people kind of shuffle in and not drop off a lot. So adversity, you know, it makes us better, and our kids are learning big lessons throughout this as well, and have really, really taken that on and said, you know what, we're going to keep moving forward too.
I know when I talked to you in the summer, you had mentioned that the hope was that you guys would be a better team as the year got on. Do you like the trajectory you guys are on right now?
You know, I there are some glimpses against Lamoni this last week, and I do agree. I mean, we have gotten better throughout the year so far. And then, and again, by the time the end of the season rolls around, we're hoping that everybody's healthy and that we can get everybody on the field at the same time, because that does make us a better team. So I like that we come to work every day and our kids are trying to get better at different things. We've seen flashes again that of what we could be as well. I feel like we are still a work in progress in a lot of areas, and we're still trying to figure out a little bit about who fits where in some strength areas as well. But I think we're working to be better each week too as well. So
really good Southeast Warren team is the opponent coming up this Friday night. They're coming off a very impressive win. I know we're talking on Saturday, so you're probably still early in the preparation phase, but you're familiar with them, having played them in years past. What stands out to you about them?
You know, they've done a very good job. I mean, I haven't dug into the film, but I've watched a little bit throughout this season already. They played Murray at the beginning of the year, so we got a chance to kind of dive into that film just a little bit when we scouted Murray. But we know Southeast Warren very well. Like I said, I mean, we played them umpteen times as well, and we've had good matchups every single time. But I know they've got a lot of talent. They've got some speed in their with their quarterback as well. Ewing kid's doing a really good job and he's a really difficult runner to take down. And their offensive defensive line have really stepped up, it looks like, too, as well. You know, they've done a good job of kind of getting some of those young guys in there and playing really well together. So, you know, you're starting to see some things come together for them. I mean, they had a big win against Montezuma on Friday as well, and you could see them developing their own confidence in themselves and kind of see some similarities. I mean, they're a little bit further along than we are, but they've got some guys that are really stepping up in big situations as well. So they're a very well-coached team, and they're going to be a very talented team, and we're going to have our hands full, but we're going to have to come up with a solid game plan that we can counteract with them.
What is priority number one on Friday night?
I mean, for offensive side, it's making sure that we understand what front they're in. And because they've done some different things in the past against us as well. They're very familiar in the sets that we like to run, the formations that we like to align to. And they just making sure that when they come out in the front, we get hat on hat, and we make sure that we sure of our blocking and then finishing our blocks as well. You know, not letting people fall off after a second or two. You know, we want to keep engaged with them and move the pile as well. And if it comes down to it, you know, hey, 3-4 yards a pop, and let's work our way down the field, milk some clock. And then on the defensive side, you know, it's going to have to be, we're going to have to make sure that we tackle very well. We're going to have to make sure that we're very sound in what we do in our alignments and assignments as well, because they do some different things, and they do some different motions that kind of throw you off, and they bring some different formations into play as well. So, if our kids are aligned and understand things as well, we just have to come up and make a play too. So it's going to come down to a lot of execution and just a lot of little things that can add up to big things on the scoreboard.
Michael Nardini, co-head football coach at Lennox. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best of luck on Friday.
Yep, thank you.